You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
I love mornings, which is a good thing since the Today Show starts early.
Morning, welcome to Today.
Those first hours set the tone for the day ahead.
We're here to give you the best start. You get the news, learn something new, and even get a little boost.
You start the day off with a clean slate, and we hope you'll start it with us.
We begin our day so you can take on yours.
Because every day meets today.
Watch the Today Show weekday mornings at 7 on NBC.
Want to get away, but still listen to your favorite radio stations and podcasts? Then listen up. iHeartRadio is now the onboard music partner on select Southwest flights. That means you can jam out to your favorite local radio station, even if you're flying coast to coast. Check out expertly curated stations that are perfect for kids and adults. Available on most domestic Southwest flights and perfect for a full nonstop or those pesky minutes between a movie ending and your plane touching down. So grab your headphones, raise your tray table, and relax with iHeartRadio and Southwest Airlines.
This is Our American Stories, and we tell stories of all kinds here, folks, as you've come to love and know. We're always trying to get stories in the voice of the person telling them. We try and get out of the way, step as far back as possible. And we love to get stories behind stories. And Brett Favre's life, we've been digging in deep, and this is the fourth part of a five-part series. Brett Favre's life outside of the goalposts, which is what we're interested in here on this show, not Brett Favre, the football star. That's interesting. But who's the man? What's life like before and after? Who were his parents? Where did he grow up? How did he deal with fame and everything after? Here's Brett Favre getting personal about his faith, about humility, and about aging.
And I can't speak for other people, but we tend to lean on God when we need him. Going to rehab, spending time by myself, like open a Bible. God, I need some help. I can't do this alone. And I remember asking people, we still are active in the Catholic Church. In fact, Father Tommy, our priest, is one of our, we take him on vacations and do all kinds of stuff, but like leaning on someone, and I've had enough adversity to walk me through the Bible. You go to rehab three times, you lose your dad. Deanna lost her brother out here on a four-wheeler accident. Yeah, he was 19 years old. Yeah, on my four-wheeler.
Oh,
he killed, they helicoptered him out of here to the hospital, but I mean, it's bad. You know, so there's enough things that, you know, you go, God, I need some help here. And you do well for a while, and then you slip, and you do well, and you slip. But I think as I've gotten older, I tend to slip maybe less. I look at things differently. I think at 50, I'm a lot wiser than I was at 40, but I'm sure if I make it to 60, I'll be saying, you were a friggin' idiot at 50. You didn't know nothing. And I'm sure that's the cycle that will always be. And I'm talking about just life in general. What we thought was important at 18, at 30 we thought, what were you thinking? And then at 40, you thought, what were you thinking at 30? I feel like you narrow down as you get older what matters and what it takes, to achieve whatever happiness And so I think that my faith has gotten better and stronger, but it needs a lot of work. I'm not going to sit here and brag, but I do know that that humility is. I had to look it up. You know, I'm thinking one thing, and actually what I was thinking, I didn't know how to put it in words, and humility was the word I was looking for. There was a time I thought that it was all about me, but it's like the Oakland game, or my career. You could say the Oakland game is like my career. I was just driving the car, you know. God was telling me where to go, when to stop, when to pass, when to park. And that took a while. I think that it goes back to playing 20 years. At 21, I thought, once I got into play, I thought, yeah, I can be pretty damn good. And at 19, 20 years, you know, I'm like, that doesn't matter really. You need to be thankful that God gave you the opportunity. And also, you know, the one thing that I feel really good about is that I made the most of it. You know, I let him down in a lot of ways. That was one of them I didn't let him down. He's like, all right, I gave you a gift. What are you going to do with it? And I actually told my daughter that today. I said, you got a chance, because she didn't play very good last week. They played Friday and Saturday. She played pretty good Friday, not so good Saturday. She was really down. And she was beating herself up today, and I got to do this. My weight's, I'm overweight. I said, look, here's the reality. And I said, this is the truth. You got a chance next week to redeem yourself. And it starts now. What are you going to do with it? There's going to come a time when it's over. And then what do you do? So, and that's life in general. You know, we have chances to, in fact, I say we, you know, you never know when it ends. My dad died at 56. And that was, I was 32 or 33. And I thought I was really young. Now I'm almost my dad's age. And it's kind of like, buddy, you know, I do the physicals and do all the things I need to do. And he didn't, in spite of me trying to say, Dad, you need to get a physical. He didn't take really good care of himself. He just thought he was going to live forever, you know. That mentality, like, that, you know, his age or definitely before him, other generations, I'm sure you say, you need to go see a doctor. Oh, I ain't going to see no doctor. I mean, I don't care how tough you are when it's your time. But he had apparently had two other heart attacks that no one knew. The autopsy showed that there was a massive heart attack. He was driving down the road. Again, he was 56, which, you know, I'm 50 now. 56, don't seem that old. I look up, you know, there was a time 50 was like, 50? It's old. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, 56 ain't that, you know. But you know, it's really unfair. I look at it as when people are like that, like my dad was, it's really unfair to everyone else that you would be that selfish that you wouldn't take care of yourself. If, you know, do it for the kids. your wife or whatever. If you think about me, you with the kids, if you just neglected, you'd feel terrible. Well, that's what you do when you don't take care of yourself. If you just walked away from them, that's really kind of the same thing. So, I mean, when it's your time, but I'm gonna try to hang on as long as I can.
And you've been listening to Brett Favre, part four of our five-part series about so much, and my goodness, him talking about humility, having to look up the word so that those words could approximate what he was thinking about. Am I good? Looking back at our lives, we can all do that. If we're not, we're really not living right. How we looked and did things 10 years ago, hopefully we're doing better now. We have this five-part series from Brett Favre, and no one has anything like it, and that's what we do here on this show. And whether it's the life of Brett or Henry Ford, where we talk to great historians about him, or the Steinway family, or, my goodness, our Dred Scott on Spike story by George Will about Curt Flood. It's just a beautiful story. Brett Favre's story here on Our American Stories.
With so many streaming devices out there today, what sets Roku apart? Roku players are made for one thing, to get you the entertainment you want quick and easy. That means a simple home screen with your favorites front and center, channels like iHeartRadio that launch in a snap, and curated selections of TV for when you only sorta know what to watch. Not to mention all the free TV you can stream, including over 300 free live channels on the Roku channel. Find the perfect Roku player for you today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
If you've been scouring the internet for beach vacay savings, this is your sign to stop what you're doing and go to CheapCaribbean.com. Cheap Caribbean updates its top 20 beach deals every week, so you don't have to look high and low for deals on all-inclusive beach resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean. Easily find the deal of your dreams, and you'll be on your dream beach vacay before you know it. Check out this week's top 20 beach deals and find more savings and more perks on beach resorts like Breathless Resorts and Spas at CheapCaribbean.com.
Want to get away, but still listen to your favorite radio stations and podcasts? Then listen up. iHeartRadio is now the onboard music partner on select Southwest flights. That means you can jam out to your favorite local radio station, even if you're flying coast to coast. Check out expertly curated stations that are perfect for kids and adults. Available on most domestic Southwest flights and perfect for a full nonstop or those pesky minutes between a movie ending and your plane touching down. So grab your headphones, raise your tray table, and relax with iHeartRadio and Southwest Airlines.